Hey there, it's Matt Ray, and I'm thrilled to announce that it's Staff Appreciation Week here at the Omaha Public Schools. I'm honored to be part of a team that truly makes a difference. On today's episode of More Than Hashtags, we're diving into some of the stories our incredible team makes possible every day. With over 52,000 students relying on us, their dedication is what truly makes a difference. We begin this episode with Dayana at Blackburn.
Ms. Christensen, I don't know. When I see that lady, I just get so happy. Her smile brings joy to me. I don't know. I love Ms. Christensen. Same with Ms. Hessenthaler. Ms. Moran makes sure I stay locked in. Like, Ms. Jackson, she makes sure I keep my head in the game. Also, stick to the plan. She just on me, just like a truck on another car in traffic.
There you go.
On the bumper.
There.
She's on my bumper.
That's good. Yep. That's good. That's very good.
She's on my bumper.
Well, and she was, when we talked about this yesterday, because I was here at Blackburn yesterday, she was so excited for me to meet you, and she's so very proud of you. Mm-hmm. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Diego Martinez, and I am currently a senior at Omaha South High. I feel like there's many types of staff that go above and beyond, and it's kind of what makes the high school experience significant. It's wonderful. I arrived here in the third grade. I remember that first year when I was here, it was so hard. It was so hard for me to get used to the new environment, to new people, new cultures. And at the time, I did not realize how much culture shock I was living. But if it wasn't for the amazing teachers that we have here in Omaha Public Schools, none of this journey that I've had could have been possible. Mr. Kramer, he's another reason why I'm who I am today. I think I've learned everything about programming from him. Yeah, it's kind of what pushed me to do STEM. I've gotten the sense that I'm still not done here at Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not done on impacting people at Omaha. And yeah.
It's clear from the staff that has come in the short amount of time, the impact you've had on the adults here at South High. So there's no doubt whatever you do, you'll be successful.
Hi, my name is Sophia Costa. I'm a senior at Omaha North High School. I went to McMillan Magnet for middle school, and so I've been in OPS all my life. Mr. John Huber at McMillan, he was a really big advocate for like science education at McMillan, and he allowed me and my like fellow peers to like kind of do like more special classes and like to really like get deeper into the science that we wanted to be doing. And then he also supported like my science fair activities and science club and like all that. So that was kind of the beginning of like, okay, science and like not just like going to class, but like outside of that.
I've seen students take their first steps into elementary school all the way through their triumphant march across the graduation stage. Every moment in a student's academic career is shaped by the dedication and passion of our educators. We're diving into a topic at the core of what we do, how the experiences of our students have shaped their journey to success. These students shine a light on the remarkable individuals who make up our educational community and the profound impact of their daily efforts. Dayana exemplifies resilience and passion as she pursues her dream of culinary school, using her talents to bring joy to others. Diego has not only showcased his technological prowess, but also his compassion by designing a mental health app to support others. Then there's Sophia, whose dedication to various extracurricular activities and her aspiration to pursue a career in community-oriented care highlight her unwavering commitment to making a positive impact. Whether it's a kind word of encouragement, a patient explanation of a difficult concept, or a comforting presence during a challenging time, our teachers and staff are tirelessly building up our students for success. It's these small but significant interactions that lay the foundation for the bright futures of our students. I asked Sophia if she had any advice for teachers, and I felt her answer is a great way to wrap up this episode and reflect on the work being done.
I think what I've learned about leadership is that it comes really from the top down, how the person at the top presents themselves and the energy that they give off and the language and the attitude they have. Everybody below them will emulate that, because whether you consciously or subconsciously, you look up to them as an authority figure. And as teachers, like if you are projecting negative energy and like not, it's like energy that you don't believe in your students and their ability to succeed, then they're going to start believing that themselves. So if you show and you teach in that way, I think that would be good advice.
And great advice for me as the superintendent too. I mean, it's great advice, and I appreciate your time. You're an inspiration to me as the leader of the school district, and we are very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.